All right, folks, buckle up. It's your boy Leo Weston here, back at it again on the Brain Fog Detox, serving up daily doses of clarity and awesome vibes to get you through this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into something super important, navigating transitions with emotional intelligence. Ever feel like life is one giant roller coaster? You know, those moments where things are changing faster than your phone battery drains? Well, guess what? We all experience them. But the key to not just surviving those ups and downs, but actually thriving through them, is understanding our own emotions and how they influence our actions. Think of it like this. Life throws curveballs. We're talking unexpected detours, surprise endings, and sometimes even flat-out game changers. But here's the deal. Emotional intelligence is your secret weapon in mastering those transitions. It's about recognizing your feelings, understanding why you feel them, and then using that awareness to navigate situations with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of badassery. Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that'll seriously level up your transition game. First off, self-awareness is king. Think about it. Before you can effectively manage your emotions, you need to know what they are in the first place. Are you feeling anxious? Excited? Overwhelmed? Stressed? Take a moment to check in with yourself. What's going on inside that beautiful brain of yours? This isn't about dwelling on negativity, it's about building awareness so you can respond to situations thoughtfully, not reactively. Number 2. Embrace the power of reflection. Ever notice how sometimes we react without thinking? We say things we regret or make decisions we later question? That's where reflection comes in. Take time after a transition, big or small, to reflect on your experience. What worked well? Where did you stumble? What can you learn from it all? This isn't about beating yourself up. It's about gaining valuable insights that'll help you navigate future transitions with more wisdom and finesse. Number 3. Cultivate those emotional muscles. Just like any skill, managing your emotions takes practice. Start by practicing mindfulness, paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try deep breathing exercises when you feel overwhelmed. Journaling can be a powerful tool for processing feelings and gaining clarity. Think of it as training your emotional intelligence. The more you practice, the stronger you become. Now, number 4, communicate with intention. Ever heard the saying, actions speak louder than words? Well, in this case, both actions and words matter. When navigating transitions, communicate openly and honestly with those around you. Share your feelings, listen attentively to theirs, and strive for understanding. Remember, effective communication is a two-way street. It takes active listening, empathy, and a willingness to connect on a deeper level. And finally, number 5, celebrate the journey. Transitions aren't always easy, but they are an inevitable part of life. So instead of dreading them, try to embrace them. Each transition, big or small, presents an opportunity for growth, learning, and self-discovery. Celebrate the milestones along the way. Acknowledge your accomplishments. Learn from your challenges. And remember that you're capable of handling whatever comes your way with grace and resilience. Think about a time when you had to navigate a major transition, a job change, a move, or maybe even a breakup. How did you handle it? Were there moments where your emotions got the best of you, and how did you learn and grow from that experience? Now, imagine a scenario where you're starting a new job in a different city. You're excited about the opportunity, but also feeling a mix of anxiety and uncertainty. How can you use emotional intelligence to navigate this transition smoothly? Start by acknowledging your feelings. It's okay to feel both excited and anxious. Then, focus on what you can control. researching the new city, connecting with colleagues before you start, and setting realistic expectations for yourself. Remember, folks, transitions are a natural part of life. The key is not to avoid them, but to approach them with awareness, intention, and a whole lot of emotional intelligence. By understanding your feelings, communicating effectively, and embracing the journey, you can not only survive those changes, but actually thrive through them. So go out there, own your transitions, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who's going through a big change right now. They might just need a little dose of the brain fog detox. And hey, if you're feeling inspired, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. It seriously helps us out. Until next time, stay awesome and keep that brain fog at bay.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.